بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. Today the Lord Christ, as we all know the theme of the Holy 50 days, the Lord speaks about himself defining whom he is for us. So he spoke about himself being the bread of life and being the one who gives the living water. Today he says about himself, I am the light of the world. We all know this. Away from him is all darkness. We cannot know or see anything, all kinds of wisdom disappear away from him. So if we separate ourselves from him, unfortunately, there is no other way that we will be enlightened, we can see where we are heading. But we see that the Pharisees and the scribes did not know him. Why? The Lord says, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And there is a sin that when we practice, actually, we are keeping others and ourselves in darkness. This is the sin of flattery. And what's flattery? And how we, when we practice this, when we accept it, we are away from the light of God. By definition, flattery is the praise, to praise or compliment insincerely, effusively or excessively. It is to love, to be praised, or people who are, in a way, for a certain purpose, they praise others excessively. They exaggerate. They don't mean what they are saying. اللي هو بالعربي كده النفاق. النفاق مش اللي هو بس ان يبقى الواحد double faced. لا. وان انا اقول لحد حاجة او اجامله في شيء in an exaggerated way in order to please this person and people who like also to receive this. This is the sin of flattery. We will see what flattery is and how this keeps us in darkness. Flattery is a practice of the wicked. Sometimes we think that it is nice from someone to keep on complimenting others even if they are wrong. This is a kind person. This is a nice person. Actually, this is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that they flatter with their tongues, speaking about the wicked. The wicked flatter with their tongue. So here, flattery is a sin. It is not being nice. It is a sign of false prophets. They keep on saying good things to the people, not because they are nice, but rather because they want to gain their approval, even if they are going to mislead them. The Lord speaks about them in the book of Jeremiah, saying, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. They were saying, we are healing you. We are giving you a message of peace. While actually, they should at that time warn the people from their sin, telling them that their ways are not pleasing to God. By doing this, God is not saying this, being nice, encouraging, motivating. He says this is a sign of a false prophet. Flattery also is the desire of those with an itching ear. Those people will come in the last day, and the last days, I think we are living them. What is the main characteristic of those people? For the time, St. Paul says to his disciple Timothy, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Itching ears here is not an allergy, is not something to be handled by an ENT doctor. What he means here is people who do not want to hear something that's truthful. I do not want to tell me, anyone to tell me that I am wrong. I want to come so people will praise me and tell me that I am okay and I am good, even if I am not. I do not want to be confronted with my mistakes or my sins. I just want to come to the church and hear something that's ticklish. I like this one. This message made me full of hope without any kind of confrontation of to my conscience. Flattery is the sin of those people who have these itching ears. They do not endure sound doctrine. Flattery is the manipulation of others for the flatterer's own advantage. The story of Absalom in 2 Samuel 15 tells us this clearly. Absalom was the son of the king. He wants to be the king. What did he do? He went at the gate of Jerusalem and he met with the people coming with a complaint. He welcomed them and he hugged and kissed and said that, you know, your case is true. If I am the king, I would give you what you deserve. He was not doing this because he liked the people or he cared about them in any way. He did this because he wants to gain something. He was praising the people to manipulate them and get their approval. So whenever the time comes and he announced himself king over Israel, everyone will say, yes, long live the king. We like this man. He was so kind to us. But the Bible says about his way of flattery, he says that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. He did not gain them. He stole them because he did this wickedly. Flattery is spreading a net for my neighbor and my own feet. As King Solomon says, a man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Don't think when you keep on telling your son and daughter that you are wonderful, you are great, this is exceedingly beyond my expectation, while you know this is not the case, that you are helping him or her anyway. Actually, you are spreading a net for his feet. You are hurting him, hurting yourself, when you also welcome these messages and seek after them. A flatterer kills his own soul. He will not accept the truth of God about the seriousness of his sins. I want to hear only words of approval. When I come, I just want someone to praise me, not to tell me how serious my illness is. Flattery is not the way to gain others. We assume that by saying to the people words of praise, Ammal ala battal, I cannot know how to translate Ammal ala battal, that we will gain the people. No, this is not the case. Look at how the Lord gained the Samaritan woman. He did not praise or flatter her immorality. He actually complimented her honesty. She was honest. She said, I have no husband. And the Lord said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. But he did not say, you know, it's not a big deal. As far as you love God, you can live with 600-700 husbands. This is love. This is kindness. He did not go into this kind of business that unfortunately we live in this era where because we say we want to gain others, then we can flatter actually their sins. Flattery is not the practice of God's servants. If you call yourself a servant to God, you have to know very well that praising while something needs to be corrected is not a virtue. Saint Paul defended himself against this when he said, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tested our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words. Far from being the truth that at any time, as a servant of God, I would flatter the people and praise their sin and not to confront them. Because I cared, then I will always let them know the truth. Flattery is severely punished. It's not something that goes unnoticed by God. Look at the story of King Ahab. This man, he had with him 400 prophets who are there only to say something nice to him. He would bring them to his presence in order to tell him what he wants to hear. When Micah, the son of Imla, the prophet, told him that he should not go to the war, he said, put this man in prison. Feed him the bread of affliction. Let him stay there until I come back safely. He did not want to hear the word of truth. What happened? He died in the same day in the war against the Syrian army. King Herod, we hear about him in Acts 12, that he came one day dressed in his own armor, and this reflected the sun rays. And the people said, this is a god, not a man. Of course, this was clear flattery. The people were saying this only to gain his approval, then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. This man was kept in darkness because he loved the flattery of men. Flattery, the Lord actually says about this in the book of Psalms, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue shall, that speaks proud things. In the book of Revelation, John says to us about the people who are not going to make it. They will be out. Who are those people? Who are these groups? But outside are dogs. Here he doesn't mean, by the way, dogs, the animals. He speaks here about, actually, the word dogs is translated into sodomites, those people who are sexually immoral and they practice immorality. Dogs, sorcerers, and sexually immoral, murderers, and idolaters. We understand all of these. Look at the coming one. And whoever loves and practices a lie. They love to lie, and they love also to practice. They love to hear lies. I want to hear, I know these are lies. People praising and saying, this is great, wonderful, you are the best person. I want to hear this. When I love it, I am in a problem. And when I practice it, also I am in a deep trouble. How should we suspect the flattery? Should be very careful not to say it and also not to receive it. Flattery is expected or suspected when what's said is an exaggeration of the truth or a straight falsehood, when something is hidden. When you go to any assembly and the pastor there just says that they are great, you don't have to do anything. You are such a wonderful person. Just believe in yourself, everything will be okay. Flattery is also suspected when the one speaking has a track record of dishonesty. If I know this person doesn't tell the truth, why should I go and seek his approval and tell a story so at the end he tells me how great I am? Flattery is also suspected when there is a favor tied to the compliment. I hear something that's like exaggeration, praise, but at the end there is a request. Something after this, I have to be careful with this. And also when words like the best, the greatest, and smartest, and all of these things are joined one to another, I have to suspect there is something here is not right. The last point here, then we have to know that the other extreme is a sin also. I do not want you to go out today saying, I'm going to speak the truth until lil'a'war inta'a'war fa'inak. This is actually being impolite. This is not virtue. The truth should be spoken in love and meekness. It is the truth. There is something wrong. There is hope, but I will tell you both in love and meekness. To be brutally honest is not something really that to be commended. We should not speak too critically also of ourselves or others in order to avoid flattery. Balance should be kept at all time between being truthful and being kind and merciful to others as well. So the Lord says, I am the light of the world. If you want to go after me and be in the light, be careful of this sin. Don't seek the praise of men. Don't praise others to keep them in darkness. Also do not accept that you also be kept in darkness with the sin of flattery. So the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.